In 1814, we took a little trip.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns.
All right, Count Dracula's coming up. Let me just tell everybody something right now. Right now is the time to support InfoWars as Twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues through all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through, because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy. Incredible formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. And by the way, I'm going to tell Bigley, we're going to do it today. I forgot yesterday. They're going to add just a straight-up donation button because we want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode it till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the Onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to. I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism, torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, millions of viewers a day, that never go to theolishowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a free app, thealexjonesapp.com. Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on everything in the shopping cart when you do it through the app, alexjonesapp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank you all for your past support. For those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've been an oilfield for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Many years ago was arrested. He's a comedian, popular talk show host from Scotland, for having his girlfriend's pug Heil Hitler. And now they have tens of thousands of arrests a year. If you pray 1,000 feet from a abortuary, you go to jail. If Christians try to preach, they go to jail. The Muslims run around with machetes attacking everybody. So we'll get to some of that with him. But Count Dankula, I've known for many years. He's visited me here in the U.S., great guy. I wanted just to get his take in general about how insane the world is. Trump, really, in my view, taking a nosedive, why that's happening, but also it coming out the Southern Poverty Law Center, kind of the mothership compared to even the ADL, but they're more silent and deadly, funding all the major white supremacist groups, which I've said forever, it's come out before, but now this is smoking gun. Funding the Charlottesville event. They sued me, backed it, bragged about it, because I said they ran it, which we knew. Through Georgetown University, the CIA, also they were involved in the Sandy Hook suits. It's all coming out. This is so incredible. Why would Trump do that when the DOJ's been covering up everything else? It's amazing. The Iran war, the Trump's blockade's been broken by the Iranians. Trump's now saying, oh, I'm giving them more time. He is behind the scenes, I told you this weeks ago, but now it's confirmed, panicking, knowing he got lied to by Israel, but doesn't want to admit it. Also getting into RFK, migrants, and all the fake charities and everything else with Count Dankula. Count Dankula TV, YouTube, Count Dankula. I love his Mad Lad series. I'm a big, most people, I just see their stuff in the feed. I watch some of it. His stuff I actually go to find. For a reason, I got to do that. Just like our stuff at Relox Jones on X and obviously on Rumble, the Alex Jones show, and all the rest of it. And when we get shut down next week, I'm not even going to promote the new stuff here until, you know, so it's all clean break. I'll be promoting on X or wherever else. Be ready for that. But in the twilight of the old InfoWars, we're going to be bigger and better after this. They shoot out my old war horse. It's a good old war horse. We'll give it a good funeral. Burn a Viking ship with it, but we got a bigger, newer horse came out. And boy, are they going to like it. Count Dankula, what a time to be alive, brother. Where should we start? Because I think it's fair to say we're both mad lads.
Oh, yeah, definitely you. You've been actually on the mad lad list for quite a while. You've been one of the most requested ones so far. But I'm
not dead yet. Why don't I get a mad lad yet?
Yeah, exactly. You're not dead yet, and your story's not over. In fact, you're just starting a whole new chapter, right? So there'd be no point in me making the video right now. I'm going to save that one.
Well, you can do. I've almost called you like a fanboy and said, "Can I have Mad Lad Part One, please?"
A Mad Lad Part One. I might possibly do that. By the way, because I like to point out to people all the times that you've been right. It might take a year, it might take 10 years, but eventually you always turn out to be right. You were talking about the Epstein stuff like over a decade before it all came out. Even the Southern Law Poverty Center, like, yeah. You were talking about that years and years ago, and then it's just came out like in the last few days that you were right again.
It's crazy, but I'm just going up, 30 plus years ago, because all the experts exposed it to me. But enough about me. It is crazy, though, that all this is going on. And I'm in the Epstein files, too, how they want to stop me and destroy me. But still, the white supremacist groups, it turns out they fund, are the very ones saying, I work for Israel. No, they do.
Yeah, it's like the firefighter that goes around setting fires because there isn't enough fires for him to fight, so he doesn't look, you know, valiant and cool. That's what they do. It was basically they had a huge demand. They had a huge demand for racism, but there wasn't enough supply, so they had to go around and pay a bunch of actors to do it for them. Like, which is why you get so many like right wing groups that
exactly. It turns out the Southern Poverty Law Center is the ultimate Jesse Smollett.
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically like they were fabricating a lot of the stuff to make the problem look so much worse than it actually was, and then putting their hand out for money. Oh, we need funding, we need this, we need that. Look at this great big bad racist guy, never mind the fact that we literally hired him and paid him to do that, right? But look, give us money, we need more money and funding and obviously more institutional power to get people fired from their jobs and get their channels shut down and to smear them.
What would you call this period of time now where everything's coming out, though? I mean, thousands of emails about eating kids and Epstein. I mean, it's crazy. It's worse than I thought.
I feel utterly vindicated. Utterly vindicated because we've known this stuff for like a really, really long time. Like there's no smoke without fire, and there was a hell of a lot of smoke for many, many years about all that stuff coming out and everything, like the stuff like with Pizzagate and everything else. Like this was all stuff that people knew. Children were going missing all the time. They even found out that the Clintons were involved in that. What was it? Who was it? Was there a,
it was the head of their foundation got convicted of smuggling hundreds of black kids out.
Out of Haiti?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out of Haiti. Yeah, they were basically, and all those kids just vanished.
Nobody and then she changed her name and became the head of Amber Alert.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's it's just making a mockery of everyone that kind of knew exactly what was going on. Like that's, the thing is, this is the system panicking. See, when they start, you know, cutting out jesters' tongues and stuff like that, that is a system in its death throes. Whenever they properly start to come after people pointing things out, that's when it's panicking. That's when it's like, we're at heavy risk of a rebellion. We're like, the Britain's doing it right now, especially Keir Starmer. They know that basically socially everything is very tense and it's a powder keg right now at the moment, right? Which is why anyone that speaks up, that's why they're ignoring burglaries, they're ignoring the grooming gangs, they're ignoring all the child rape happening up and down the country. But some poor little Facebook mother said something very cheeky on Facebook, so she gets a 3-year sentence, right? That's what they're focusing the police time
on.
Let's
talk about you, because when you come out and never do it, yeah. You were like patient zero. You were one of the first to be arrested. What was that, like 8 years ago or how long ago?
10 years ago. It was actually the 10-year anniversary of Nazi Pug just a couple of weeks ago.
Wow, so 10 years. And you were like, they threw the book at you.
Oh yeah, they were trying to imprison me. The maximum sentence I could have got under my charge was a year, but halfway through the trial, the prosecutor tried to up my charge to something more severe, where the maximum sentence would have been 5 years in prison. They tried to do that halfway through the
trial. Because you wouldn't roll over, right? You wouldn't roll over.
Yeah, that was the thing. Is at the start, I was really neutered. I was really, really neutered, and I was like, oh, I'm not posting online, I'm not talking, I'm not doing anything like this, until I was contacted by you. And then me and you got to talking, and you kind of helped me grow my balls back a little bit. And then that's when I flourished from that point onwards, because you told me to not lie down and not take it.
I don't remember that, but that's what I continually get in trouble for. So I'm going to play the Hitler dog thing in a minute, just so people can remember this. Because what is it, like 20,000 people a year they're arresting in the UK now, where if you criticize Islam, they arrest you. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it's Section 127 of the Communications Act, posting a grossly offensive message online. What's grossly offensive? Whatever the prosecutor needs it to mean at the moment. Yeah, like that is such a vague law, and it is so much selective prosecution. Lefties aren't being arrested for it. It's all right-wingers that are being arrested.
Oh, I see the Muslims come out with machetes and attack people and say, we're going to kill all the Christians. That's good. Then a preacher quietly prays and they arrest them. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was a woman arrested for silently praying outside of an abortion clinic, and people had to fight. Eventually, the charges got dropped and it got overturned, but people had to fight really, really hard for that. And everyone was like, oh, it's a victory. She was never charged. What are you worried about? She should never have been arrested in the first place.
Well, yeah, this like 70-year-old war hero posted a Nazi flag next to a trans flag, and they arrested him. Didn't he go to jail? He went to prison.
They took him to the cells for the night. Eventually, the charges for that get dropped. But the fact is, they tried to do it. The only reason they don't get away with it is if we get enough eyes on each case and we've got the whole country watching. They know.
But I have seen cases where people are getting, there's a bunch, like 3 years for stuff, right?
Yeah, there was a famous case. I can't remember the woman's name, but she was a Tory councillor's wife. She got a two two-year, eight-month sentence in prison. She was released early after a massive campaign. But the fact is, like, she was a mother. She shouldn't have went to prison at all in the first place.
Well, remember, there was a bunch of cases in Germany, is even worse, where the woman gets raped by an Afghan in an alley. He got no time, and she got a couple years for criticizing him.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is about that. I think if a woman is raped, she's allowed to go off a little bit. I think she's allowed to yell and shout and say a few things. I think she's earned that right. But according to the German police, you know, apparently not. It's nice to see that they haven't really changed much in the last 80 years.
Hey, before we get into the Hitler dog and all the NIDA stuff, I knew you were wrong. I wasn't thinking about you. I went on this rant because all these government documents and stuff going back like 80 years, they're like, the Scottish energy is what caused the revolution and the Texas Revolution. We've got to crush the Scottish energy. I know you're Scottish. Are you aware that all these government documents in the UK and the US are obsessed saying Scots caused revolution? Because I know England had a 500-year war with you, but Scotland's been pretty much neutered down to the left. They put Muslims in that say we got to get rid of the Scots. But what is your view on why the globalists, are you aware they're obsessed with Scottish energy? Are you aware of that?
I think it's because we have a very long history of rebellion. I think they know that we've got that spirit in us because we've rose up against oppression very, very many times. I mean, there was three separate Jacobite rebellions alone in about an 80-year period. So that's not even including all the William Wallace and Robert the Bruce stuff as well. Like, we've always been mollywhopping the English, you know, for as long as we can remember. And I think they don't like that rebellious spirit. And that's the thing I don't understand about the way my people are going right now, where we have a very, very long history of resisting foreign oppression, but now we're inviting them in. We're inviting them in. I mean, even like there's a place that I play cards in every single week, and see at the end of the night, there's a migrant hotel nearby. And at the end of the night, we have to walk the women home. And there's girls that play in there. Some of them are like 18, 19.
I've seen footage in Scotland where the Muslims grab young women coming out of their doors and drag them off.
Yeah, so we have to walk them home because every single time they walk past that hotel, they're accosted. They come up and try and touch them and everything. And they've told the police about it, and the police don't do a single thing. They don't do a single thing.
Well, you could have a fire that looks like it's gone out, but the coals are still there. How do we ignite the Scottish spirit again?
I think sometimes you have to let the child touch the hob so that it knows the hob's hot. Sometimes you just have to let people suffer the consequences of what they're politically advocating for. And I'm seeing that up and down Scotland. I'm seeing people who were once staunch leftists basically looking around and smelling the roses or smelling the curry, shall we say, and they're starting to realise, oh, hold on a minute, this isn't what I expected. And social services are absolutely tanking, like NHS waiting lists are getting much longer. The benefit system is going to collapse. I have no idea where the money for that is coming from.
Sure, and about a year ago, who was that? I forget her name, the Scottish girl. They were trying to abduct her sister, so she comes out with a knife and hatchet. That image was so iconic. What they arrested them, right, or whatever happened there?
Hatchet girl, because of her age, she's not been mentioned. I know her name, but just because of the laws here, I don't want to say her name on air because of her age. But it turns out there's been a development in that story. It turns out that the guy that she was threatening, who was an innocent victim, has now been arrested for things that he was doing and saying to the girls. He has now been arrested, and he's currently got an active court.
But the left didn't like that image of, like, what, 11-year-old? How old was she, like, menacing with the hatchet? That's a powerful image.
Yeah, it was just like, but that's the thing is, like, what are little girls supposed to do when the police aren't doing a thing? Like, because I've told you, the police have been spoken to about that migrant hotel so many times, and they do nothing about it. So basically, it's up to the native population to do something about it. If girls have to walk around tooled up, like, that says more about the state that society is in because of the
government. People don't remember, what was the backstory? They were trying to get her sister, right?
They apparently tried to attack her sister, and they were making a lot of lewd and sexual comments towards them. And I mean, like, they're
every
children.
Every time they went out.
Yeah. And then basically one day they'd had enough, and so they stood up to them, and the girl went and got weapons to defend herself, which is fair because this guy's a big guy who's making a bunch of lecherous comments to a child. Right, so he's obviously a dangerous individual if he's making a bunch of sexual comments to a
little. And the question
child.
Is, where are the parents? Yeah. You know, I've got three daughters. Somebody, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea what was going on there. I don't know the girl. So apparently, the girl has a bit of a rough home situation.
I bet, yeah.
As well, yeah.
So let's play it with audio. We forgot about this. This is over a year old. But let's play the audio of a little girl standing up against full grown men. Here it is.
You don't dare! Yes, you have a knife.
Why
are you f***ing with us?
Show the knife.
Show the knife.
Don't touch her.
That's it.
I love the intention in her eyes. She's ready to go to work. All right. I mean, that image is so powerful, Count Dankula.
Yeah, it's just like that's the thing is because people were judging that little girl when they were going like, oh, that's disgraceful. It's a sign of someone. She's just scummy going around carrying weapons. Well, why does she have to do that? Why is she forced to do that? Right, to go around and defend her sister, defend this like grown man from attacking little kids. Right, where are the police? And that's the thing is, when the police first came into it, she was the one being looked at, not the guy. Not the guy. It took a little while before that guy got arrested and he got some charges.
But we see that little spark of human Scottish resistance, that little spark could cause a big fire.
Yeah, that's the thing. The problem is when we kick off, we can kick off really badly. But the problem is Scotland, for some reason, is still predominantly left-wing. It's overwhelmingly left-wing, and it's purely because of Margaret Thatcher during the 80s, shut down the coal mines, shut down the shipyards. A third of the country was
unemployed. Oh, she was smart. She shut off the industry and brought in welfare to control you, just like they did black people. Black people had lower illegitimacy than whites. They had their own businesses. I'm not defending Jim Crow, but what oppresses you makes you stronger when you know you're being oppressed. They had their own hotels, their own doctors, their own schools. LBJ, famous letter, said, I'll have those N-words vote in 100 years for us. I'll pay the women to kick the men out, and overnight destroyed black people like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not long after that as well. It was single motherhood in black communities skyrocketed because basically those values were no longer instilled in them. It didn't seem important anymore. And basically, obviously, single mother homes leads to a lot of crime and abuse and drug use and stuff like that. And hey-ho, it destroyed the entire community.
All right, big picture. You sent some of the topics you want to get to. I want to get into them. What do you make of Trump? Yeah, that was the average black people 80 years ago. Now look at all of us. We're all falling apart, but my God, they were the first target. That's true, folks. We shouldn't, because blacks have been brainwashed, a lot of them turned into a weapon. We didn't realize who's doing it. Count Dankula, just big picture. What do you make of Trump? I mean, I know you've had questions for a long time, but my God, he's turned into something else.
Yeah, I still have a lot of love for Trump. I still think that, you know, out of all the options that were available, like, he was definitely the best. Because, I mean, we got a retarded geriatric for like 4 years there. He didn't even know what room he was in, never mind how to run a country. But in regards to Trump, I do still have a lot of love for him. I feel like he dropped the ball on the Epstein files a little bit. And he's definitely dropped the ball on this entire Iran conflict. I'm sick of Israel being like a really toxic girlfriend.
I remember in high school, I'd have these girlfriends who get me in fights.
Or you've got like a little brother, because you're the big brother, he would like pick a fight and get you to handle the problem for him. That's what it is. But that's the thing is, even in Israel, the war is overwhelmingly unpopular. They hate it.
And Netanyahu's using it to stay in power.
Yeah. It's the same as climate change. Oh, in 20 years, you know, everything's going to be underwater. In 10 years, Iran's going to have nukes. In another 10 years, Iran's going to have nukes. We have to take away Iran's nukes. Why is Iran building nukes in the first? So maybe they should just be left alone.
North Korea's got nukes, they get left alone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's because if you don't want to be in a fight, don't go around picking fights. Like that's all. And it's a case of now basically we might get dragged into like yet another war. And it's like if you thought Iraq and Afghanistan was bad, Iran will be even worse. Because yeah, okay, there's a lot of sympathizers.
Oh, the Pentagon, they fired Obama's last year, they fired the chairman, Asian guy, I forget his name, because he said Iran will be 20 times worse than Afghanistan and Iraq, which is true.
Yeah, it will be, because everyone keeps pointing out, but there's so many people in there that want to be liberated. No, I'm not defending the Iranian regime. They are extraordinarily respectful.
The point is, said day one, when Mark Try said, I hope Trump's right, but he's not going to be. Exactly, but it's a disaster.
Yeah. It's just basically, I remember what happened. How much was Afghanistan alone? A trillion.
I think Afghanistan cost like 10 trillion. Guys, 14, guys,
10 trillion.
How much did Afghanistan war cost? I know Iraq and Afghanistan together are 21 trillion. I know that number's right. Ask ChatGPT, how much did the 24 year occupation of Afghanistan cost? I think it's, let's see. I can't remember. Go ahead.
Well, that was the thing. I believe during the original conflict as well, I don't believe the Taliban were in charge. They had a presence in government, but they weren't actually in charge of the country. They were a wide sell throughout the country. Now they're in charge. So we basically fought a 24-odd-year war and spent trillions and trillions, your country and my country, because we get dragged into it as well, to put the bad guys in charge. It accomplished nothing. It turns out that Osama bin Laden wasn't even in Afghanistan. He was in...
$2.3 trillion. Yeah. But I swear, if you add Iraq and that together, it was a much bigger number. Yeah.
How many hospitals could that have built? You know, how much infrastructure? Everyone's complaining about American high-speed rail. That could have built 5 of them. Right? That's the problem. It's just there are some wars that are justified, but pretty much every single one we've been involved in for the last 4 decades has been so dumb. And we've got no business being there.
And here's an article. I love how the Muslims now all over the U.S. and Europe creating Sharia zones and buying up apartment buildings and saying Muslim only. Have you seen this?
No, I've not seen that. I know that they are trying to establish Sharia law areas in England. I've even seen images of the Sharia police going around the streets on horseback.
Yeah.
Checking women for not dressing appropriately, even though, it's the native population. Sorry, things are done differently here. Tough shit.
A few months ago, my wife was at HEB at night, and a Muslim runs up in a whole nightgown outfit and says, "What are you doing out at night? You should be with a man, because under their law, they can rape you alone," screaming at her. She jumped in the car. That's how bad they've gotten. They're literally running around screaming at women.
Yeah, they're getting really, really bold about that stuff now. It's a system of oppression. That's what they're bringing over. A lot of people say things they're just coming over to live here and have a better life and blah, 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 and everything. It's no, they're not. They're here for religious domination. Ask them. They tell you. They tell you that that's why they're here. They're here for religious domination. No, it doesn't say in the Quran, have a nice little chat with everybody and convert them peacefully. That's not what it says. It's not what it says. I mean, there's a reason that about 95% of all suicide bombings over the last 40 years have all been done by Muslim terrorists, right? Because the reason they do such a high amount is no one's as fanatical as them when it comes to their religion. Absolutely, utterly dogmatized, and they don't care about what horrific crimes they have to commit in the process to bring about the ultimate goal, which is to have Islam be the dominant global religion.
It's incredible. Can Trump... I get it. The left's even worse. And they're acting you were always wrong. No, Trump was good before. I've criticized. I get demonized by him. He says Mark Levin's a spirit animal when Mark Levin was an ever-Trumper. Could Trump be saved? Could he be woken up? Or where do you see this going?
I think he can be, but it's just that I don't know why his second term felt very different from his first term. His first term was fun and memes and laughter and happiness, but this second term he has, I don't know. I think it's the people were saying dark Biden. I think it's a bit of dark Trump. I don't know what's going on with him.
I agree. Let's come back and talk about RFK and everything else with Count Dankula. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they're on screen.
If you are receiving this transmission,
they're on screen.
You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
There on screen is the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center. The pug is not actually a Nazi. It's funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center to pose as one to create fear. Of course, we're joking around, but that's now all come out. Indictments, all the proof, all the major white supremacist groups, the KKK, the National Alliance, all the groups we said, Unite the Right, all run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. All of them, ladies and gentlemen, it is so massive. And how many times have I told you that? We've been under major attack by these people. But Count Dankula, 10 years ago, arrested when he was just a comedian for making his girlfriend's dog Heil Hitler. Here it is.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Mom will gas the juice, son. You want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Come on, gas the juice. Come on, gas the juice, son. Come on.
Do I gas the juice?
It's time to get up now, Buddha.
It's time to get up. Do I gas the Jews?
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. Do I gas the Jews? Bidder. Do I gas the Jews? Come on, gas the Jews, mate! Come on, gas the Jews!
So, John Cleese, all of Monty Python, everybody's made Hitler jokes. The Jewish groups do it. Charlie Chaplin did it. Again, the idea that you can't do this, they set the precedent with you, total tyranny.
Yeah, they came after me pretty hard back then as well, when I kind of had an inkling that the outcome of the trial had already been decided before they even slapped the cuffs on. But I think it had a bit of like the reverse effect. I think that the cops thought that our government likes doing a chilling effect. They like to send a message to make everybody too scared to like dare ever repeat the thing that I did. But I think it just had the opposite effect, where the government lost so much face that the police looked like a joke. And it just made people realize that we have a serious problem with freedom of speech in Britain. All it did was basically point everybody towards the problem. It made more people aware of it. And since then, I feel that freedom of speech activism in Britain has exploded, especially in recent years when you're getting everybody arrested for tweets and Facebook posts and silly little things that they said, or people getting hyper-cancelled and getting their TV shows shut down and they're fired from their jobs, rendered unemployable, unable to feed their children and stuff like that. It's just things are just getting worse. But all it's doing is it's making more and more people wake up to the issue that's happening, which is why I do feel... I feel at some point, it's definitely in Britain in the next few years, there is definitely going to be a little bit of a gamer moment, as I like to call it. Things are starting to get a little bit heated over here. Yeah, a lot more people are becoming right-wing.
Obviously, yeah. Where does this go? You have Elon Musk exposing it, Trump administration exposing it, Keir Starmer. You have over in Australia, the Muslims kill a bunch of Jews and people at an event at the beach. The government says the problem is white supremacy. We're going to ban free speech for this. I mean, it's like comical if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing, because the government knows that this is having the opposite effect of what it's intending. Every single person they send to jail for like doing like a racist tweet or something like that, they essentially come out of jail fully radicalized, completely radicalized. They come out of prison so much worse, and the government knows that that is the case. So it's making me sort of think, well, if you know it doesn't work, then why are you doing it? All this is doing is making you look bad. It's creating
more radicals.
Because they're leftists
and they're only thinking one-dimensionally.
Yeah, they're not forward-thinking people. I think that's why a lot of them still thinks that communism actually works.
Well, it works for them if they're in charge of it. It doesn't work for everybody else.
Yeah, that's the problem. Communist leaders tend to be really, really fat. You know, communist citizens, not so much.
So what do you, because you're a smart guy, I'm serious. What do you predict? You predicted years ago a rebellion. It's already happening. What's going to happen in the UK?
I don't think full blown civil war. I do think we may get close to that, but then the government's going to poop its pants a little bit and back off. I think things are going to start to tone down. We're already seeing, as it's been called, putting the woke away. Basically, remember when Antifa were like massive, you know, over the last 10 years? You don't really see much of them anymore. You get a little demo here and there where they're always dropped
off. Well, that's right. You just hit the key.
Yeah,
They will go for a million miles when all they need is 1,000. And so they know, make it super extreme, grab what they can. Then we think we have a victory when they back off, but still they've gotten more. So it's an inchworm effect.
Yeah. So basically, you know, push the laws far enough until people protest, and then just back off a little bit. You've already gained tons of ground, and you've made everybody think they've had a little win when they haven't. Then all you do is wait a year for it all to calm down and then repeat the process over and over
and over
again.
So how do we push back and start reversing that?
This is the problem. People say you can do it with your vote, but the problem is the system itself is corrupt. You're voting in a corrupt system. Right, so basically one of the things that's came out now is Rupert Lowe. Rupert Lowe and the Restore Britain Party has came out as a counter to Reform and Nigel Farage. Reform and Nigel Farage are essentially...
Oh, clearly Farage has been compromised now.
They're becoming Tories 2.0. Like, see how the Tories, who basically caused the migrant crisis and allowed things to get this bad over the last 15 years, reform was supposed to be the answer to that. And instead, what they're doing is they're adopting the exact same policies, and they're even recruiting these very same Tories from the Tory party. Like, they're bringing in the people that caused
when
the problems.
When did Farage flip? Because I've known him 25 years. He, like, flipped about, what, 7, 8 years ago? Like, he claimed he didn't know Boris Johnson was a traitor. But no, he was the guy behind. He is Boris Johnson.
Yeah, I know Nigel Farage as well. I worked with him when I was in UKIP. I've met the guy. I've spoken to him. I've had a chat with him. And this is the one thing that I learned about him is he wants to be the prettiest girl at the ball all the time. He wants the credit. He wants to be the man in charge. That is why he had such a massive problem with Rupert Lowe, because Rupert Lowe was saying the things that everybody wants to hear and Nigel Farage is too afraid to say. So Rupert Lowe started gaining a little bit of a
personality. Oh, I know Farage well. He said on the show 20 years ago, or 18, he said the majority of our supporters, so back then I was like top 10 in the UK, like on Alexa. I didn't even do it on purpose. We were just giant with Paul Watson and all that. Yeah. He admitted, oh, you helped UKIP get in, half our support's from you. And then I had dinner with him and Roger Stone at the RNC. It was an off-the-record meeting. There was the former New York police commissioner was with us. And the stuff he was in behind the scenes, he's totally different. That guy is like, he is a cold-blooded operative.
Yeah, he is in it completely for himself. I used to really like the guy. I used to really respect him. But basically, he kicked Rupert Lowe out of reform. Because he saw Rupert Lowe going to steal his thunder, because that's what happened to him in UKIP with Gerard Batten. He was like, no, I'm not having my party getting crashed again, so I'm just going to kick the guy out this time. And all that's done is it's caused Rupert Lowe to create the Restore Britain party, which has hoovered an enormous amount of voters away from the Reform party.
I was
going to
say, isn't it surging really fast?
Yeah, it's building a lot of momentum. It is building a lot of momentum because Rupert Lowe's just so unapologetic. See, whenever someone asks Nigel Farage like a difficult question,
no, he said we should accept capitulation to Islam.
Yeah, he'll dance around the subject, whereas Rupert Lowe will just turn around and give a direct answer, and everyone's like, that's racist. And Rupert Lowe just goes, I don't care. Right? That's what people want to hear. That's what nobody wants
to
hear.
Over here, the left says, go back to Europe, but Europe's being overrun. Where are we supposed to be?
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of France recently. The place is unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. It's just like hijabs as far as the eye can see.
Have you seen Spain? Like tens of thousands a day just rushing in, saying, we're going to slit your throat? Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's just when the government passed the law saying, we don't want to be white, we don't want to be Spanish, invade. And then Africa just invades.
Yeah, they've even industrialized it. They have entire systems all set up for it. Like, I don't know if I spoke to you about the fact is that a lot of migrants, when they come over here, they claim asylum and they need a specific reason to do so. A lot of them are pretending to be gay so that they get granted asylum in Britain. And there's
actually you sent me a topic point. I didn't quite get it, but now I get it. I guess I'm aware of that. How the migrants are posing as gay or as trans.
Yeah, they're even setting up whole fake, like, LGBT festivals so that they can send their migrant customers to there, take a few photos of them at the festival, and then use that as proof to the Home Office as to why they should be allowed to remain in Britain. And then as soon as they're given the right to stay, they immediately bring their wife and kids over. There's whole businesses that they offer this as a service. They actually offer it as a service, like, come to a gay bar with us. We'll take a few pictures of you in the gay bar. We've even hired this guy who's going to pose as your boyfriend. They offer it as a service. It comes like as a package deal and everyone so that they can get the right to stay in
Britain. Have you seen the council ads out of Wales and also they do it in Germany showing 10-year-old girls in little miniskirts saying, I want Muslims. Come get my butt. I'm waiting for you, baby. Have you seen those?
I've seen those. It's very creepy. The children inviting them over. I mean, definitely, especially
how do,
in the
how
wake
do they
of the
get
German
the private
scandal,
public school parents let their 10-year-old daughters literally wear schoolgirl outfits and say, I'm waiting, baby. Come from Africa. Come from Middle East. Baby, I wait for you.
I think it's because the parents are retarded liberals. That's why they're going, I'm doing such a good thing. It'll be such pretty. Oh, wait till I tweet this out. Imagine the social clout that I'm going to get. Everyone's going to think I'm such a good person. That's why I hate these people. I despise these people because they don't give a. They genuinely do not care about the industrialized rape of native young girls up and down the country. They are very, very happy.
The government of Germany and England and Wales are advertising now Scotland. But also, God, Ireland, what about the war? They're finally standing up. But, Mike, they're like putting Africans that can't even speak English or are in as mayors?
One in five people currently in Ireland was not born there. One in five people in Ireland was not born there.
Well, that's another group of fighters. Yeah. What happened to the Irish? They're starting to, like, God almighty.
They are starting to kick off. And that's the thing is, like, you know, Irish, when I say that the Scots can kick off, the Irish can. They can really kick off when the time comes. That's why, you know, I remember the last time we had an uprising of a bunch of Irish nationalists, you know, that caused a little bit of a fuss for a few years. It was called the Troubles. Although those people aren't technically nationalists anymore. They're very, very strange, but they want to free Ireland from British control.
Sure,
and all
that's
that
all fighting Protestant Catholic idiocy. You're literally being invaded by the globalists. I mean...
Yeah, that's the bit I don't get. They're like, we're a nationalist movement. We want to kick out foreign control. But also, come on in, foreigners. Here you are. Grab the first 10-year-old white girl you see. I don't understand that. I don't understand how these people who've literally fought and died for a free Ireland, you know, free from foreign influence, are inviting all the foreigners over. I can't. My head can't.
Yeah, they fight 100 multi-hundred-year wars to kick the British out of Northern Ireland. Great, do it. Over religion, and then now just bring in all the Muslims. And they're all 90% are military age men. They never get jobs, 90%. And they're just, like you said, I see the footage every day. I can't even keep just raping, murdering. They let them out. It's just like, it's insane asylum.
That's right, because I've even seen it, like, especially ever since they put the migrant hotels in, like, sexual assaults in Glasgow city centre, just here where I am right now, have spiked. You hear about a new rape every other day. Right, it's just constant. And like I said as well, we have to walk the girls home past that migrant hotel because they're out harassing women all the time. And that's when we're there, where you give them a bit of a dirty look and they back off. But women, you know, don't have the luxury of having a man beside them all the time. Like, they could get dragged down an alleyway. And there was a school, actually, I forget where it was, but it was somewhere in Britain, where girls were complaining about migrants from the nearby hotel coming down to the school and leering at them, like, through the fence. Like, looking at
thousands of videos in the UK, mainly England, where they just grab schoolgirls off the eight-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then they escape. They arrest the dads when they complain.
Yeah, I think there was even a grooming gang survivor that got arrested for saying something racist about her attacker. And, like, again, if a man rapes you, you've got a free pass to say whatever the hell you want about that guy. Process your grief in any way that you
see
fit.
So what do you think the leftists and globalists are planning? We know an invasion. We know a plan to destroy the West. But obviously it's not working now, so they're just doubling down.
Yeah, it's a case of, like, they're just going to keep their hand on the hob until they lose their entire hand. That's what it is, basically. And that's the thing, is the future of the human race matters so much more, like, matters so much less than them being made to look wrong. It's all ego. It's ego. That's all it is. It's ultimate absolute.
But imagine
narcissism.
Transplanting millions of military-age men to France and England and Scotland and Ireland, Germany, and wondering what's going to happen.
Now, the thing that's hilarious as well is I've even heard people say, yeah, but what if China or Russia invades? Like, what if they invade Europe and everything? We're going to need strong military-age fighting men anyway. And it's like, do you think those guys are going to sign up?
Oh, by the way, did you know Ukraine's replacing their million dead with Africans now?
Oh, I've seen that. What a slap in the
face. They also said they're exempt from military service. Imagine the classism. You're an illegal alien. You're legal, but you don't have to serve in the military, and we're going to sign you up for welfare. What is that?
Yeah, kill all the white men in a stupid war that should never have happened in the first place, and then hand their wives over to foreign invaders. Classic. Absolute classic. It's been forced race mixing. That's what it is. State mandated race mixing. Like that, and it's disgusting. It's like, guy, like, it's like, see how whenever you see the memes of the guys in D-Day on the craft going about to land on the beaches of Normandy and stuff like that, and it's like, boy, I can't wait until my great-great-granddaughter gets murdered by a migrant and put into a kebab. This is what I fought for. Like, that's what, how do you think...
For those who don't know, when they rape your daughter to death, they turn them into kebabs. That's been documented.
Yeah, very famous case. Very famous case over here in Britain, yeah. That's what they used to do to their victims. They would put them into the kebab meat. It's like beyond parody at this point. And they're being so blatantly obvious about it. And then they're going, oh, why is everybody kicking off? Why is there so much violence everywhere? Look at what you're doing. look at what you're doing. And it's like, I can't believe that they're looking at this stuff and they're going, why is everyone so angry? Why is it? Why does everybody hate us so much? And it's like, because you're monsters. You're ontologically, irredeemably evil with the stuff that you're doing. And it's all about ego. They just want to fuck you. I want to look
well,
good.
It's also a cucking, but it's like, my husband wants to give his wife a smile. That's his issue. They want to cut children anything strong. Because they're, the Scots haven't woke up, the Irish haven't woke up, but they've been so strong, the Romans can conquer them. We'll get them with liberal ideology and we'll destroy them. It's like they want to mount your head on a wall while you're asleep. They want to fight you while you're asleep. You understand that?
Yeah, it's utterly satanic because basically, name the purest thing that you can think of. It's the innocence of a child, right? So basically, what is the ultimate thing that you can destroy if you just want to be evil? It's that. That's what you want to destroy if you just want to be, if you want to go around prancing around with that great big gimp Satan, which half of these people are doing, right?
I see articles every day without looking where they adopt children to, quote, gay men, and they rape and murder the children. Here in the U.S., very every day case. A new one. And this is what we're hearing. Look at this. Homosexual adoptive father sexually assaults 13-month-old, smothers him on video, and they'll probably let him go. Overhead shot, guys. I mean, every day. Spanish serial killer moved to woman's prison after claiming to be transgender. It's on purpose, folks. Same thing here. It goes on and on. Kids ask sexual questions about homosexual dads. They take our kids.
I think there was a recent one, there was a German case where foster children were placed in the same household as a trans serial killer.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious. It's just like, I think they're getting too cocky, or I don't know if they get off on it, where they're just making this stuff so obvious, and then you've got lefties everywhere.
It's the deviance of it. You don't think when the left's like, they're into eating crap, you don't think they actually enjoy it. It's the being bad they like.
Yeah. I think it's just being an absolute degenerate gives them some
for
kind
me,
of weird
margarita, fajitas, the sunset, it never gets old because it's good. You know, your beautiful woman never gets old. It gets better as more you. With them, though, they're not happy, so they got to do crazier and crazier stuff to like punch that button in them.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know. I think I was going to make a joke there, but I probably shouldn't actually say that. All right, then. I think they want us to kill them. I think it's just sort of like, see how when it's like, if it does get to the point of extreme violence in the streets, you know, I'm going to board my doors up and I'm going to stay in the house, but I'm not going to do anything to stop it. I'm going to go, you deserve this. You absolutely deserve this for the absolute horrors that you've inflicted on people while masquerading as a good person. And if I'm
you're talking about criminology. Psychos, like famous killers, always get more reckless because they want to be caught subconsciously.
I think it's also just that people want to have an excuse to have an outlet for their horrible little, you know, despicable desires. Like, for example, Antifa go around just beating up everybody, even like old military vets, women, they don't really care. Like, and it's because they want to do that. They're just a bad person that wants to inflict violence upon a person. But because they're such egotistical narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths who are so concerned with their image, well, if I do that, people will think badly of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invent an excuse. And they say, hey-ho, that guy's a Nazi because I say so. And then they go over, they do a bunch of horrible, violent things to the guy, put him in a coma. In fact, Antifa in France actually murdered a guy, beat him to death in the middle of the street not long ago because he was just trying to protect women from them. And basically they get praised as like heroes and everybody's campaigning to get them freed.
Well,
and everyone's
your
like,
psychology.
Oh, yeah,
I agree. I can't help it. I can have somebody that's a buddy and a friend, but they're like 6'4" and much bigger than me. Even though I'm their friend, I'm constantly thinking about I can take him. This is how I'm going to kill him. I see a kid, I want to give him a lollipop, be nice to him, teach him how to do something. I want to be nice to a kid.
Yeah.
These predators want to hurt something weak, whereas I can't help if somebody looks more powerful than me. I'm like literally charging up and wanting to fight them. That's a normal male thing. Like as a warrior, I'm thinking like I want to. In fact, I'm trying to brag, but bigger the batter, like they're in like flip a switch. A huge guy's attacking me, they are dead. But the point is, I couldn't attack little people. Like I'm geared to fight big things. How do these people want to hurt little things? I don't even understand that.
I'm like that as well, but if a guy's much smaller than me and he tries to fight me, I do everything I can to not fight him. I'm kind of like, okay, buddy, like, just off you go.
But if a guy's a lot bigger than you, what happens? You beat his ass.
Yeah, I'd throw the first punch, like, instantly. Mostly because I know this guy's 6'8". I'm in a little bit of trouble. So, like, I'll get the first hit in. But it's mostly, it's the kid thing. It's inconceivable. Is it, like, why would you? There's literally never a single reason to hurt a child. There's never a reason. There's never a reason. But these people love doing it. They just love it. Like, it's their bread and butter. And they're very, very happy for, like, mass child rape to happen up and down the country just so that they can tweet about it and look like, oh, but we need the migrants. And see, almost all mass migration, like, activism boils down to easy access to food and slaves. That's it. Because that's the excuses they come up with. Well, who's going to pick our fruit? Who's going to scrub our toilets? Oh, well, where am I going to get curry from if we don't have mass immigration? And look, I'm sorry. See, with the amount of negatives that is like coming along with mass immigration, you're going to need to do something a lot better than toilet scrubbers and curry. Right?
But meanwhile, they've got the robots coming in to replace us all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't know what the future's going to hold. We're in a very, very strange, very, very weird time. But
you wanted to talk about RFK Jr. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. It was mostly just because he keeps doing weird shit with animals, and I just have no idea why.
What is he doing?
Right. There's been several incidents that have came out about him. I have no idea why he keeps doing this stuff. He found a dead roadkill bear on the road, and he stuffed it in his truck and then drove it into Central Park in New York and left it in Central Park as a sort of a prank, as if everyone, how the hell did a bear make it all the way in here to Central Park? The other one that he did is when he was on a driving vacation with the family, they saw a dead whale washed up on the beach. He then decapitated the whale with a chainsaw and strapped the head of the whale to his car, and he was just driving down the freeway.
Well, he is Irish, so you had to forgive him.
Yeah, I know, but like the other one, the recent one that's came out, is he apparently found a roadkill raccoon and he cut off its penis so that he could take it home to, quote, study later. And it's just like, all right, I'll give you one weird animal story. I'll give you two, but that's three.
I heard about
now.
The bear. Wow, yeah. So that is interesting.
Yeah, so that I don't know why.
I usually avoid roadkill.
Yeah, exactly. But he seems to love it, takes it home with him, wants to keep it and look at it, which is, there's been too many. There's a pattern. There's a pattern starting to form.
So what do you think's going on?
I don't know. It's just really, RFK really likes messing around with dead animals. Like, I think we've established enough of a pattern there. I don't know what
you're saying. He's a necrophiliac for dead animals. He's a zoological necrophiliac.
I don't know. Maybe he just wanted. I don't know what it is that he wants me dead.
Hold on, do five more minutes. Count down. Sorry, guys. Final segment. Back in 2 minutes.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone. You know, Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. You may not know that the vitamin B12 that's in that formula, which is methylcobalamin, you may not know this, but that ingredient alone is crazy expensive. I think the last time I looked at the pricing of vitamin B12, it was something like $10,000 per kilogram. I mean, it's insanely expensive. And so the fact that you can get a bottle of this for, what is it, like $22 on the alexjonesstore.com, honestly, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they're able to get to these prices. They've also got TMG in there. They've got CoQ10 in there. They've got vitamin B6 and so on. Also another form of folate in the same formula. The Ultra Methylene Red. And it's sweetened by stevia. So stevia, which is great. It's a natural leaf, you know, sweet leaf sweetener. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. thealexjonesstore.com, ultramethylene red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones